ones that you say you do to a hog if you didn't want it to grow up to be a?
Well, we always call it castrating him or cutting him.
Cutting him, I think. And then you'd call that hog a what?
Bar.
And a female is a what?
It's sow.
Sow. Did you have names for hogs when they were little?
They're pigs, shokes. Little as pigs, a little bigger than shokes, and growing up to hogs.
What about a little female?
Well, they're the same thing. They're called all pigs, you know.
Gilt,
yeah, they're gilt. They get up so big, they're called female gilt.
I see. Now, hogs had those stiff things on their back that used to stand up.
Yeah, bristles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually a dog, anything, get after them, why? They all stand up there ready to go to fighting it.
Yeah. What do you call those things that came out of their mouth?
Tases? Huh?
Yeah.
Tases?
Yeah.
Some of them things is ripped you open.
You'd feed a hog the thing you put the food in for a hog would be called a what?
Well, we already call it the trough.
Trough. You'd have three or four. Maybe you'd have three or four. Trough.
Hog, troughs?
I see.
Oh, we'd have a pretty long trough there. It's 6, 7, 8 hogs could eat out of the same trough, you see. Pour the feed in there and they just all gang up there and go to eating.
Now, a noise, speaking about eating, maybe a noise made by a cow during feeding time, a gentle noise, you'd say he did, he'd call that a what? A cow ganda.
I don't know.
Cow ganda. Moo, would you say that?
Again? Yeah. Made me think of here in 45 they had a big maneuver army in here, several hundred thousand men.
Yes, sir.
And these were just scattered all over Sabine Parish here. In the Vance Range, lived back up the other side of many, they were camped there close to his house. And he said one night there's one of the guards come in there and knocked on his door. Well, Andy and I woke him up. And he said that I think one of your animals is sick out here. Said, yeah, what makes you think that? Well, he says he's just a groaning and moaning out there. Then he went to the door and opened it. This old bull standing out there. said he was sure sleeping good. That made him mad. That old boy coming in there, he said that he reckoned he didn't know nothing about animals that way, and he didn't know a bull would bellow that way, groan that way, you know. And that he told him there ain't a thing in the world wrong with that darn bull, only you're not sleepy.
when you weaned a calf, what would you say he do? What he